You're listening to SBS News.
In the West Australian town of Collie, the coal industry has provided jobs and security to local workers for generations. Around 1,250 people from across the region drive the Coalfields Highway each morning to work at Collie's coal-fired power stations and open-cut coal mines. But the times are changing. In August, the state government announced that from 2022, up to 80 jobs could be lost over 2 years at WA's largest coal-fired power station. 50-year-old Rod Rowe has worked at the Mooja power station for 9 years, but he doesn't know if or when he will lose his job.
You know, that's another thing that we're trying to put together is something that we can work out what positions are still required within the power station. It's only very early on, it's just been announced. So, going forward, that will, because there will be those that would like to take a redundancy, and there'll be those that want to stay, you know, and I'll put my hand up now and say, I definitely need to stay. I'm 50 years old. I've still got a young son that's 14, who's just finishing school or coming towards the end of his school. My wife works locally, she's a local girl. Yeah, if I can hang on, I definitely will.
The layoffs are the result of growth in residential rooftop solar power and the subsequent decrease in demand for traditional coal-fired baseload power generation. A spokesperson for Synergy, the WA government-owned electricity generator and retailer, says it's working with employees to determine how the job cuts will occur and who will be affected. It's a painstaking process that Rod Rowe says will inevitably leave workers with difficult choices to make.
This is what people don't see. They don't see what happens behind the scenes where, a bloke might get a little bit arky at work or whatever, but you understand, you don't take it to heart. You understand that's... because everyone's different. I mean, I've been all right, I can survive and I'll move on. But there's those that have just started, the young families, and not quite set up in life yet. So it's... it's pretty hard on a lot of blokes. You've got generations of families that have worked there, three and four generations. There's one bloke in particular, 40 years he's been there, nearly his whole life. So to take him out of something that's in his blood, proud people, proud families, proud area, we don't want to lose that.
Across Collie in the southwest region, the local workforce has for years feared what a reduction in demand for coal could mean for Collie. Layoffs, redundancies, pay cuts, plummeting house prices. Sarah Stanley is the president of the Shire of Collie.
Look, I think there are people across our community at all different stages of acceptance of what's happening. There are people who would like to see coal-fired power generation continue exactly as it has forever into the future, right through to the people who in their minds have already moved on and they've completely accepted it. And that's a grief cycle that we all go through. Change is a grief cycle. And so some people are, still in denial. Some people are angry. Some people are anxious. But for the most part, people are more worried about jobs. If they can see something else for their future, then that starts to take the anxiety away. And also a little bit of certainty around what the timelines are, what the order of change will be, and what that means for them personally.
It's not just power stations that are affected. A decline in demand for coal has called into question the long-term viability of the town's two coal mines. 40-year-old Kim Prates grew up in Collie from the age of six. He drives haulage trucks and graders at the Premier Coal Mine.
Funny enough, we do talk quite a bit about it. Quite a lot of friends. We work in the mines, and it is something on the back of our minds quite a lot. Trying to plan ahead, whether we want to invest further or move on or look for other work, that's the hard bit. So my daddy still lives up here. He's not 100%, I wouldn't say he's 100% healthy. He's got emphysema, so sort of got to stick around a bit to make sure he's all right and stuff like that. So sort of makes it a tight spot too if I have to pack up and move. Probably the other thing that's a bit of a worry is the property prices dropping, so can't sell if we want to at the moment because there's too much uncertainty, as you know. So,
like many others here, Mr. Prates wants to see the town supported by policies that will ensure it has a future with or without coal.
We know coal is dying. The energy mix is, as you can see, the solar and wind farms are more increasing. Coal usage is going down, so we know it's not worth flogging a dead horse, as I say. We just got to go with it, but we just don't want to be left behind at the same time. Basically, we just need long-term solutions, not short-term ones. Guys like us don't want to be left behind, and we want to be informed, and we just don't want it to finish overnight and then say, sorry, you haven't got a job.
Some in Collie are critical of what they say is the Morrison government's absence of policy on energy transition and regional communities. Alan Jauncey started work as a station controller at the Mooja Power Station in 1979. More than 40 years later, he still holds that position and has lived through the highs and lows of the coal industry.
The demise of the coal-fired power station in WA is directly related to the uptake of renewables. The federal government has been known to be quiet on the answer to the energy crisis. Through the last 3, 4, 5 years, when it became very apparent that Australia was facing a challenge on it, they wanted some leadership, it seems to be dormant, and which is leading to the uncertainty. Because people want to know where we are as a community, where we are as a society, what is the plan in going forward.
Mr. Jauncey says there needs to be a national plan in place to steer regional communities through hard times.
With people have got life plans as well, where they've gone into the industry with an expectation that they're going to be there for a number of years. And all things going good, that's what would have happened. But the real realness of it is now that where the industry is slowly winding back. So people have got to make alternative plans. They have to put plans in place.
Since October the 1st, the WA government's specialised unit has held weekly meetings with local government, businesses, unions and the Chamber of Commerce in Collie to plan a way forward. SBS has been told the WA government has written to the Commonwealth to outline opportunities for federal investment in the region. Federal Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction, Angus Taylor, did not respond to questions from SBS News about the government's policies for transitioning energy workers amid the rise of renewable technologies, or whether the government supports the establishing of an energy transition authority to mitigate the negative impacts on regional communities. Instead, Mr. Taylor said the federal government will rely on the Liddell Task Force, a committee formed in partnership with the New South Wales government to manage the closure of the Liddell Power Station, to develop a framework for how the Commonwealth works with states, the private sector and communities on coal-fired generator closures. He says the Commonwealth has a productive relationship with the WA government on energy matters and is prepared to work with the state, private sector and communities on the issue. Locally, those conversations are already happening. Shire President Sarah Stanley says the local government is exploring the possibility of a range of new industries, from steel production and aluminium smelting to protected cropping and professional services.
So I think we'll always be a base for industrial workers. It's a real strength of ours, and we'll end up seeing some sort of large-scale industry basing itself in Collie, or maybe several of those. But into the future, we're a much more diverse economy. We've got some more entry-level jobs, some more middle-level jobs, more jobs for professionals and for creatives and for people who want to work in different fields. And that's really vital so that we have a really healthy, sustainable community overall. And that's the sort of community we're trying to create, that really broad, diverse community that welcomes all types of people.
For those on the ground, it's a generational challenge that requires an immediate response. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.